Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching Power Rangers, episode 273, Power Rangers in Space, episode 23, A Date with Danger.
It aired October 15th, 1998, is written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Ooh, that's the action director.
The Koich.
Koich play? I'm trying to make it clutch and it's not going to work. It's just not going to work, Josh.
No, it's not. Just walk past it.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. Josh is trying to stealthily get his keys out of his hand so he doesn't jingle them all day.
Mission accomplished. They're across the couch.
Watch an episode of Power Rangers, come back and talk about it. I don't know if I got that far. you know the drill. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because there's an even chance you got Netflix, and if you don't, you probably have the DVDs.
Right, and if you don't, you can get access to Netflix.
You can find it.
You have a family member who has Netflix.
Like, I don't have Netflix, but I have Netflix.
Nobody is more than two steps away from a Netflix at any point. Netflix is the new spiders.
Yes, you are always within 8 feet of Netflix at all times. we're going to go watch Date with Danger. I have a pretty good idea about what happens in this one, but I'm not 100% sure. So,
same.
Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
And we're back. And we just watched Date with Danger.
I loved that episode.
I did like the episode. I do have some problems with it.
I have a lot of questions.
There's a lot of questions that it brings up. There's a lot of just like rushed storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they realized that they were on episode 23 and hadn't gotten to something yet. So they're like, just do it now. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com is the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would be great. And we'd really appreciate it. And we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If you donate a little bit, you get some cool stuff in return, including the now Patreon exclusive Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills review episodes.
Right.
So if you want to hear our thoughts about that particular program, there's only one place to get it.
And what a program it
and
is.
It's such a program that they made on television, Josh.
We've watched what, 10 episodes of it?
Five.
We've watched 5 episodes of it. There are 35 more of those. Yep. My God, you guys.
Goodness gracious.
They will just let you make a show about anything.
I guess back in the 90s, it was the Wild West, and you could just do whatever you wanted on TV. Because they made Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills 40 different times.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they already swapped bodies in like the third episode.
Yeah, that was episode 4.
Where do they go from there?
I have no idea. Honestly, I have
hope
no
it
idea.
Gets super bananas.
I know of one more plot that happens that I am so excited to get to because it actually sounds really fun.
I think I know what you're talking about. So, we're going to stop the talk now, though. Yeah. That's all you get for free.
That's all. Yeah. The rest is behind a paywall.
That's right.
It's only they're available for $1. If you
microtransactions,
then that's one monthly. Anyway, we don't have any emails. We don't have any new reviews. I checked yesterday. And I doubt there's been one since.
I mean, last time we got one hours before, but if you say we have none, I'm not going to look.
So we haven't gotten any feedback because the episode went up a couple hours ago where we announced that we are doing the tournament bracket.
That's my bad. I had to be into work 4 hours earlier than I thought today. So a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that was weird seeing you there
that
early on a Friday.
Yeah. The opener had like a family emergency, so they asked me to come in.
Understandable.
But it threw me all off.
Yeah, I didn't set any alarms this morning, so
I was also a super cranky boss baby when I got to work today.
I didn't set any alarms, and I was like, because my phone does this real cool thing where sometimes it just doesn't make sounds. Like it'll vibrate one time and that's it. And that's it. That's it making a sound.
It's just a gentle like.
It's like and that's it. And so now before I go to bed, I go into my sounds and I go to my ringtone. I click on ringtone, and if it plays and I can hear it, then I'm good, and I will turn my alarms on. And I will go to bed. Last night I did that. It played. It made noise, and I was like, I'm done. That's it. And I didn't turn my alarms on. So when my alarm went off this morning, it was a phone call saying, hey, are you okay? You're not at work. What's up? Because I'm always early.
Right.
So someone we work with called me today.
Well,
this morning,
nice,
yeah, it was Renee. She's like, I guess she thought I was like hit by a car or dead in a ditch or something. Right. I was like, no, I'm just an idiot, just real stupid, I guess. So that's the kind of day we're having. Anyway, so we haven't, you know, we announced it. I bet no one's listened to it so far, but there is a bracket that we're doing. We are a quarter of the way done. No, halfway done. We're halfway done making it, and we haven't gotten any listeners. We didn't say this anywhere, but. Yeah. We want, and I think we did in the last episode, but I don't remember. So if you have monsters that are your favorite from anywhere from Mighty Morphin up through Turbo, we kind of decided that. I think we might have mentioned that we were going to do up through in space, but yeah, when we were making the bracket, we vetoed that.
I know we mentioned it as an idea, and I don't know if we quashed it or not.
So now it's just up through Turbo.
Yeah.
So we have 64 monsters on the list.
We have 65.
Right, we have 65.
And we still have enough random numbers to get, like, but I screwed up when I generated the numbers, so it's going to cut short. So I don't know exactly how many we're going to need, but we are going to need to fill some holes with some fan faves who didn't make the cut.
So what we're going to do is tell us your faves, because, hey, here's another secret. Our faves didn't get in.
That's right.
So two people are getting cut.
128 randomly generated numbers. And none of them were 6 or 54.
We're not done. But in the first 65, it was more than 65 because we had to DQ a lot of episodes because there weren't other monsters in it. We hit most of the Alien Rangers episodes.
Yeah, so I hope you guys love Alien Rangers.
Yeah, your boys are in there. tell us your faves and we will add them to the bracket. It's all going to be randomized, so, you know, we don't know who the seeds are going to be, who's going up against who
yet.
Who's
fighting who.
But what we might do, because I realized today that, hey, Dum Dum, Jake, I am the Dum Dum. Twitter has a poll feature. So we can just say, like, hey, who of these two should win? And then you can vote on that, and then we'll talk about it in the episode.
Yes, and that will factor heavily into the final outcome.
Yes.
They will, like in Dragon Ball Z, they'll take your energy.
Yes, give me your energy. That, to me, is a Keith Lee reference and not a Dragon Ball Z reference.
I only know of it because of Keith Lee, but I do know that it is from Dragon Ball.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's like a spirit bomb.
The only time I've seen it in person is Keith Lee.
Which is his finisher, the spirit bomb.
Keith Lee rules.
He is kind of the best.
I think he might be the actual best professional wrestler. Certainly the best big man wrestling today.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Keith Lee is, do yourself a Google. Get yourself right. Because he's phenomenal. Anyway, so we're going to be doing that. It's tentatively titled the Super Monster Battle Fight. We don't have a better name for it yet, so also send your suggestions in.
Send name suggestions in.
Yeah. Here's my two caveats. It can't rhyme, because Ranger Danger does the Ranger Danger creature feature, so we got to stay away from that.
Okay.
And then we don't have like a theme for the overall thing, like how Super Sentai Brothers is all Bond.
So what you're telling me is Bracket Racket is out.
The Bracket Racket's out. Delete it.
No. Obsolete.
It's obsolete. It's out. Ranger Danger has the Ranger Danger Creature Royale, instead of Casino Royale, Creature Royale, because all their stuff is puns. So... Also, no James Bond puns if you were thinking of doing that.
All other puns, though, on the table.
Well, okay, half of the people on the podcast hate puns, so like...
Yeah, but half of the people love puns, so...
So just say it.
Send your puns.
Don't send your puns.
Send your puns or don't.
Send them or don't, but don't.
But, like, do, though.
Don't, though.
But please.
No.
For me?
Not
send your puns?
For me, don't send your puns. It's my birthday, okay?
It's not your birthday.
I worked once. Look. Month and a half, it'll be my birthday, so... Anyway. So
send them in before a month and a half.
June 20th, there's a cutoff for puns.
So I do want to talk about this episode.
Let's talk about this episode, because it was bananas. There were at least 2 points where I had to pause the episode because I had been watching for 5 minutes and didn't take a single note.
Yeah.
So we start off right in the middle of the action with the Rangers fighting a giant bull monster with like Ecliptor horns.
Yeah, I do. This is very early. We're like 30 seconds into
this
episode.
Like, this is the very start of the episode.
But I do want to pose a question to anyone who's seen Mega Ranger. Does this monster have any ties to Ecliptor, or does that like design element mean something?
Yeah.
Because it's a very specific thing for this random monster to have.
Yeah, and he also has this like gem thing right on his forehead, and we don't know what that is. We'll find out. But the Rangers like basically just keep hitting him with their weapons, and he's not doing great. We see Astronema teleport down with some Quantron. She's just kind of like over to the side, like studying them, making sure the plan goes off, because there is a plan that we'll find out about a little bit later. Then Zane comes in, and she summons up a new monster. Do you remember what you called this monster?
Tackle Pup.
This is Tackle Pup. Not your best friend, though.
No.
Certainly not Astronema's best friend.
No.
Tackle Pup attacks Zane.
Tackles him off the bike, hence
yes,
the name.
Hence the name Tackle Pup. They fight for a little bit, but Zane like throws him off, and Astronema's like, if you want something done right, you gotta do it yourself. So she starts blasting at Zane with her spear, and she's like, following him but keeps missing, and he runs behind Tackle Pup and she blasts Tackle Pup. It should have killed Tackle Pup.
I think so, because he's just Tackle Pup.
It's just Tackle Pup. We don't even see him anymore after one second. Like, he didn't die.
I mean, I think he did off camera.
I don't think he did, because what happened was he's like, no one does that to me, Astronema, and jumps on her, and I wish she would have just wrecked this fool, but
yeah.
Like, the episode had to happen, so characterization be damned, I guess.
Yeah.
So he, like, flips her over, and she hits her head on concrete, I guess, and passes out. And so Zane calls for his Silver Samurizer, or Super Silverizer, or whatever.
Yeah.
Except his Astro Glider comes in, which is not his Silver Samurizer.
Unless it is.
No, that's the weapon.
But I've never seen him in the same place at the same time.
Oh, that's true. What if...
And we do know, later in this episode, his weapon takes a second form.
That is
true. So maybe he has a third form, which is just an Astro Glider.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
I don't think so.
He zooms by and scoops her up because he's like, Astronema, ugh. At first, he's like, taste of your own medicine. How do you like it?
Did he scoop her up?
Yeah, he's like, zooms by.
Did he see all that?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was very quick and very
okay,
janky.
Maybe that's why. I must have blinked and missed that.
Because
then it cuts to the Rangers, I think, killing the bull guy.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, he killed the Tackle Pup.
No, he just zooms by. Tackle Pup's just still at large, hanging out.
He's just Tackle Pup.
Tackle Pupping
he's
all over the
place. He's just tackling pups.
Also, I don't know if they're supposed to be on Earth or not.
They don't say. They go to Earth later, but they don't say where they're at
right now. I think they are on Earth because... We cut over to the Rangers. We'll talk about it in a second. So we come back to the Rangers. They kill the bull, and his little gem thing disappears as they're, like, walking away. And then we cut to the theme song. And when we come back, Astronema wakes up in a field, in like, a little clearing next to a river. And she's, like not splayed, but she's,
but
you
like,
know, she's, like, you know.
Yeah, just
like,
laying.
Laid down.
Like, Zane just dropped her on
yeah.
the ground.
And he's, like, got a campfire set up. He's got, like, a little, like... One of those little hanging stove things.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just, like, getting some water from the river. And, like, I guess he's making soup? Like, what?
I don't know.
So she pretends to... She's like sees us, and she's like, oh, and she pretends to sleep. Which is stupid, because in 1 second she'll give herself up, because he goes over and he's like, hey. Like,
he has, like, a wet washcloth and brushes her forehead.
Yeah.
A little that will do ya. She, like... Her eyes shoot open and she's like leaps backwards, like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? And he's like, drink this, it's good for you. And it's just like a camp.
It's
cup.
A cup of dry ice. It's
oh,
just like
yeah.
smoke.
And he's like, it's good for you. And she takes a sip, she's like, oh, it's terrible. He's like, oh, I'm not a great cook. Does it need more salt? Like, as he's walking back, like, you're being real cash. This is your mortal enemy. She tried
yeah.
to kill you today.
There's no hint of any previous relationship between you two other than she wanted to kill you this morning.
Yeah. Like a little bit ago.
Yeah.
He's over. He's like, oh, it takes a sip. He's like, oh, it definitely needs more salt. And as he goes to like salt it, because I guess he just had salt in his Astro Glider. Did he have saddlebags on that thing with soup ingredients?
What goes in the Astro Glider stays in the Astro Glider, right?
All right. You're right. So she points her spear at him, and she's like, I could destroy you right now. And he's like, yeah, you could, but I don't think you will. And then just puts a little marshmallow on the end of her spear.
Try this. Boop. I wish that she destroyed him.
I do, too. I said, yeah, get him. Get him now. That didn't happen. And later on, I will wish this show was 100% different. There's a part during this show where I was like, man, I wish this show had zero Power Rangers stuff in it so we could just watch these teens do teen stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be a pretty fun episode.
Teens in space.
In space. Can we make a show that's just called Teens? Is that too easy? Is that too easy of a name? Nothing clever. Not like we would Zoe 101 or Drake and Josh. Just like Teens.
It would have to be something's Teens, though, so we could trademark it. Like how Marvel has to put their name
Marvel's,
on some of the...
Marvel's...
Like Marvel's Falcon.
Yeah. Okay, so it'd be like, I don't know.
TV's Teens.
Hey, Jake and Josh, Teens. I don't like that, though, because that seems like it'd be about us
well,
as teens.
Well, then,
yeah,
then we have to play the
mess.
Teens, and I am 31 years old. I'm not going to play
Look, if
a
I
teen.
Shave, I could play a teen.
I think I could play a Hollywood teen.
You could play a Hollywood teen. You could play a Dawson Creek teen.
But when I look at my brother, I'm like, no, teens are babies. Nobody understands this.
Yeah, they are little children with no wisdom in them at all.
With just like, he looks like a baby. He looks like he, when he was 8, but a little taller.
But stretched.
But his voice is so deep.
My little brother is also, he's 20 now, so he's no longer a teen, but he's taller than me. And his voice is very different. I don't care what anyone says. We don't sound alike. Everyone says we sound alike, but we don't.
I can concur that you do not sound
alike. Everybody in our family, if one of us, when I lived at home, if one of us answered the phone, they would always say the other one. And we're like, no, we don't sound anything alike.
Just do it backwards. Whichever one you think it is, it's the other
it's the
one.
Opposite. Or just like listen, because we don't sound alike. God. Anyway, so she like grabs the spear with the marshmallow on it and sticks it in the fire to toast it. This is just a cardboard and styrofoam.
Yeah,
spear.
Be very careful with
so,
that.
So
they
careful.
Only have the one prop.
Yeah,
Zane.
They pull it back before the actual prop catches on fire, and she eats the toasted marshmallow and she likes it.
This is a different marshmallow because this marshmallow was way too toasted
for the amount of time.
For the amount of time it was in the fire,
and I don't know how you toast a marshmallow. I do
very slightly.
I do one very good marshmallow, and the rest I put in the fire. I wait till it's burnt, blow it off, and I eat it that way. Because I don't have patience.
I usually spin it just above the fire until it's a nice gold color.
I do that one time. I do one good marshmallow, and the rest is like fire.
I also do that one time, and the rest of them I just eat out of the bag.
See, I can only have... I can have like 8 marshmallows toasted. I can have one marshmallow by its like regular style before I'm like... I might have diabetes now.
I think now I'm dead.
I think I'm definitely diabetic now because of that one marshmallow. If only it was on fire.
It's just sugar gelatin.
Yeah. So she's like, we're enemies now and forever. And then thanks him.
Yeah. She like walks away all like, I'll kill you any moment. And then her whole body language changes to just like, sweet little girl.
Yeah. She's like, thanks. And then disappears.
That is, I think... where my problems come in.
Well,
is
no,
that,
okay.
Is that Astronema who just what last episode we were like, that's a villain who wants to win.
Yes.
Is won over completely.
Well, okay.
By one act, which like she doesn't even at any point think it's a trick.
No.
So there's the like, he saved her. Sure. He is a good guy. I like that Zane saved her.
Yeah,
I don't like that. That is all it took for Astronema to be like, I love this boy.
That's not all it took.
Oh, and the marshmallow. Excuse
there was
me.
The marshmallow. There was the gross soup. But also,
is the soup a love potion?
No, it's just teenage hormones, my dude.
He cooked hormones.
No,
and fed them
no,
to Astronema.
You gross boy. No,
I did. You said it.
No, I said there was something else.
No, I know what you meant.
It's just they're two hot teens. He saved her.
I guess. I don't know.
Hey,
I just
I don't know if you remember
I
being
like
a teen, Josh.
I do remember being a teen.
And
I wish I didn't.
I still do this. This is something I did not grow out of. I fall in love every 8 minutes when I'm in public. All right? When I was a teenager, it was a million times worse. This stuff just happens.
I don't know. It just feels unearned. If there was any kind of hint of anything before, I'd be okay with it. But where it just suddenly happened right now, I don't know. I don't like it.
I think it was like a you owe me one, and then he is cute, and then think
right, but
no
the
more
one,
of it.
The one that she owed him was her not blowing his head off on the campfire.
Yeah, but she just said, look, we've talked for 5 minutes about how this thanks is not earned, and I think it's fine.
All right.
I'm just saying, it's not a deal breaker for me.
It just seems rushed, I think, is what my
problem
is.
I think
is
it's
that,
rushed.
Is that she goes from, I will kill him where he stands, to, what a cute boy.
Yeah, they don't have to be mutually exclusive.
I guess. I don't know.
This is Power Rangers doing something complicated. I know you're not used to that. They don't like doing that.
I don't know if it's complicated on purpose.
Well,
as much as it's just like, we need this to happen because this is the episode we're having.
That's the beauty of Power Rangers. Sometimes they trip into some real deep stuff. So we cut to the Astro Megaship, where they are all just like sitting around. Carlos and TJ are literally just like blocking each other's hands.
They're just forearm punching.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. That's it.
Cassie's reading a newspaper. I don't know what Andros and Ashley were doing.
Oh, Andros is eating an apple. Or not eating. He's having an apple.
It's the same one, I bet, because he never ate that one.
Zane never ate it, so yeah. He just likes apples, okay? I can't blame him.
They're red.
I like a good apple.
He's going to have it around because it's red.
Apples for Andros. That was all they had on the whiteboard that day. And it was permanent marker.
Also, Ashley is next to Andros at the table.
Yes. She's maybe doing her nails. I don't remember.
I think she's like...
eating?
Trying to figure out the apple.
Why are you always having an apple? Cassie slams the paper down. It's like, Star-Crossed Lovers is playing in Angel Grove tonight. We gotta go. Do you remember when you had to look at the newspaper to see what the movies were?
Yes.
Dark times.
More often than not, I did not go to the movies of my own accord very often. Like, right. It was almost never my idea to go to a movie.
Yeah.
So my friend, who always wanted to go to the movies, would call. He would 411 the movie theater and then have the operator transfer him to them.
Jungle to Jungle is playing at 4.
Yeah, movie.
7.
Welcome to Movie Phone.
You guys remember Movie Phone?
That was an actual service that was required. Like, we needed that
in
the 90s.
You're a couple years older than me. When I started going to the movies, like, frequently, when, like, my friends could drive, because I can't, I never drove there. That, like, the Keen Cinemas website was alive by then, so we could check that.
Right.
But I remember when I was a kid, like, when I was, like, you know, under 10, like, if one of my parents wanted to go see a movie, which is pretty rare, because we just, like, would rent, you know, videos from the video rental store, which you could also do back then. Like, they would look in the newspaper, and it would be like, this movie is playing at these times. This movie, you know, it was very weird. And I totally forgot that was a thing until Cassie saw Star-Crossed Lovers.
But that was not just, like, movie listings in the paper.
No, that was, like, a full-page
entire
spread.
Back page. It was just the promotional poster.
It's a traveling movie.
They paid
one show only.
They paid hundreds of dollars to this newspaper to put this poster in.
Well, 1998, so...
dozens of dollars.
It's probably $25 to $40, which is a lot.
Yeah, just so these space teens will come see your movie.
Space teens. They're not in space, though. We'll work on it.
Our show is not in space.
No.
This one is.
This is, but I'm trying to figure out someone to own the teams. Cassie is like, this is playing in the theater. Ashley jumps out of her chair.
Her eyes, I think for a second, were outside of her head.
She's like, we gotta go see it. It's so rich. It's a beautiful love story. And grabs Andros. Is like, we're going. And Andros is just like, okay. And then...
So are they?
I don't know. I think it's more of a kind of... I don't know. Like, oh no, maybe. Because
this is like early Tommy Kimberly stuff.
He did ask her out.
They did go see Haley's Comet.
Haley's Comet. That was last episode or the episode before that?
Yes. It was one of those two, yeah.
Yep. I felt like I was right. So Carlos and TJ are like, nah. And Cassie does maybe one of my favorite things in the episode. She like punches her hand like in a threatening motion. It's like, you picked the movie last time. We're going. And they're like, all right. Like, what about Zane, though? And Ash is like, we'll go ask him. Don't worry about it. And so they run off. We cut to Astronema, who's sitting in the window on the Dark Fortress. just being all moony.
Wistfully. I feel like she's pining. Looking at the mega ship.
But that
might just be a confusing establishing shot.
Maybe. Yeah, she's just being moony, just like, oh, Zane. And Clippy comes in and he's like, where's Astronema? Elgar's like, sitting in the window, just being a teen. So he's like, Astronema, are we going to go ahead with the plan? Because apparently the gem on the bull was some sort of learning machine, and so it can block all their shots.
Yeah,
it
like recorded data on all their weapons, so now it can counter them.
Yeah. She's like, whatever, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, don't bother me with that right now.
So then...
And Ecliptor's like, yeah, okay.
All right, sorry. And he leaves. Then we cut to Zane, who's sitting on his bed, laying on his bed.
We're getting into the teen stuff.
This is some teen business.
Turn off your Deca, Zane.
Yeah, because he's looking at a promotional shot of Astronema standing in the woods, like posing for a camera with her spear. And he's just like wistfully looking at it, like the same way she was staring out the window.
Yeah.
And then Ashley and Cassie come in. And so he quickly puts it in his, like, inside pocket in his
He just
uniform.
Tucks it into his jacket.
And
yeah.
They both sit down on either side of him, because he sits up, and they sit down on either side of him. They're like, we're going to the movies. Let's go. And he's like, I'm just going to stay here and work it tonight. It's fine.
Yeah, I got some business.
I got some stuff I got to take care of. And they're
Look,
like,
I've been frozen and almost dead for 2 years.
Yeah, I got some pent-up business to deal with. And so they're like, nope. Quit moping around. We're going to the movies. So they drag him out of his room. Then we cut back to Astronema in her room looking at a publicity photo of Zane. He has his helmet off. He's posing like he's in at a convention.
Huh? Yeah, it's on like a black background.
There's like a black background. He's holding it on one hip, like half turned to the camera looking at it.
Yeah, this is.
Where did you get this picture?
This is an 8x10 that you pay $20 for in line waiting for him to sign it at a convention.
Like Justin Nimmo still sells this picture.
Okay, now I need to go to a convention.
Yes.
I might need to go to two conventions.
Okay.
One that has Justin
Nimmo.
Nimmo. Okay, buy this picture, but don't have him sign it.
Yeah.
Bring it to another one with Melody Perkins and have her sign it and then kiss it.
Oh, man. We should try to get to Ranger Stop. I think it's next year. I think it's on the odd years.
I don't know how any
of
that works.
It's every other year, but we need to go to the next one. So that'll be a Patreon goal, I think.
Okay.
Because... I'm not paying out of pocket for that. I don't have that kind of scratch.
No, because we'd have to take all that time off work and also travel there.
Fly there, have a hotel, all the things. Yeah. But it would be super duper fun.
It would.
Especially if Melody Perkins and Justin Nimmo are there and we can have them sign the other one's photos.
It's kind of all I want now.
They would be like, this isn't me. And I'd be like, I know.
I know.
Do you remember the episode of Date with Danger? It was episode 273. Anyway, so she somehow has this publicity photo, and it's driving me... I don't know how she got it, but it's delightful. It's bananas. So Clippy comes in and is like, hey, you hungry? I got your favorite foods. And she's like, I'm not hungry. God! Leave me alone. And he's like, all right, do you want me to send Horror Bull? That's its name, Horror Bull. And she's like, no! Oh, God! And he's like, okay, sorry, I'm leaving. And so he leaves.
Well, he does go through the whole, like... what's bothering you thing.
Right, he's like, I've known you a long time.
Yeah,
that's bothering.
I've basically raised you myself.
And she's like, I'm a teen. What do you want?
And he's tell like, your papa Clippy what's bothering
he's
you,
like,
sweetie.
All right, you're right. Okay, I'm going to go. Power Rangers are on Earth. Do you want me to send Horrible? And she's like, no, don't. And then he leaves. She jumps out of bed, grabs a perfume bottle, sprays herself twice, and teleports away. Where is she going? I think you can figure it out.
Connect the dots here, guys.
We cut down to Earth, where the Rangers are coming out of Star-Crossed Lovers, the movie. What was Cassie wearing for the first time in a little while? She's got a halter top on, but it's like it's a crop top, but coupled with 90s mom-esque jeans. So there's about an inch of belly between her very short shirt and her very tall pants. And I think
peak 90s.
And I think that style is back now.
Now?
Yes.
Like in 2017?
I think in the year of our Lord, 2017, 20 years removed from this episode.
Well.
That style is back.
Yes. It's not the first instance. It is the first instance. It's not the only instance of this style in this episode, though.
No. Guys. So what happens is, first, Carlos loved it. He said, and I quote, that movie was so romantic.
So romantic. Which he, like floated out of the
which
theater.
Which is just so beautiful. I love that he didn't say that movie was so good or like, I really like that movie.
Yeah,
he didn't. The movie was so romantic.
Yeah, and he also didn't say it like crappy.
Yeah,
he said it like, oh man, that was a romantic
movie. That was
movie.
A real romantic movie. And that is amazing to me. We don't hear from anybody else really. It's like, well, Cassie's like, I knew you guys would like it. I told you you would like it. So then Astronema teleports down, sees the Rangers come out, they leave. And then Zane comes out, and then we cut back over to Astronema, who waves her hand and turns into a hot Earth teen.
Yes.
And she is...
She also has a short tank top
yes.
and a skirt on, but it's hiked up over her belly button, so she also has an inch of belly out.
If it's hiked up, I don't think it's above her belly button, but I think it's right at the cusp, and then her shirt comes down to right above her belly button.
It's a belly button size.
And here's the kicker. It's the same fabric. This used to be a dress that she cut in half.
I'm just going to cut this belly button line
out. Cut a belly button line, put a elastic waist so it'll stay up. Boom.
I don't know if she modded it or if it was sold this way. I feel like...
It might have been sold
Yeah,
that
I feel
way.
Like it was just a set. It
but,
is the 90s
but
after
I thought
all.
It was a dress, and then it had a whole middle part missing, and I was like, nope.
She also has, like, platform sandals on.
Yes, and her hair is short. It's very cute. And also, Millie Perkins, super duper pretty, guys. I don't know if you've seen her recently, but yeah. She's gorgeous, and she comes down and turns into a hot Earth teen, and I'm like, get rid of all the Power Rangers stuff. I don't want any more monsters or Zords or nothing.
I kind of don't want Astronema back.
No, I want this hot Earth teen, and I wanted the rest of this episode to be, because she bumps into Zane, because Zane sees the picture, the
yeah,
poster.
Yeah, there's like that poster, like big standy sign
the sandwich
thing.
Board type thing. Yeah. Yeah. And it's two people like looking at each other and embracing, and he pictures him and Astronema there, and I was like, okay, that's great. But then he turns around and he bumps Astronema.
I guess we'll just call her Melody.
Melody. No, that feels weird. Nema doesn't work. We'll go with Melody. Like bumps into him and drops her books because she's on her way to study at the. I don't know.
She just saw Earth teens once, and she was like, they have
Earth
books.
Earth teens have books. I need to carry books if I'm going to fit in as an Earth teen. So,
did she mug someone and take their books?
Oh, for sure. So she drops these books, like, oh, I'm such a klutz. And, like, it's just, like, this meet cute. And it's I was like, okay, here's how the episode should go from here on. He asks her out because he's like, I can't be in love with Astronema. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But, like, she's cute. She seems very nice.
And like sees her face, like he picks up some books and looks up and he's like, whoa. And then she's like, what? And he says, well, I thought you were someone else.
Yeah.
And there is this moment where there's like, it feels like 30 seconds, but it's probably two. Where it's, he's gonna ask her out.
Yeah.
But instead he's like, I gotta catch up with my friends. He says, see you later.
There should have been a number exchange, is all I'm saying. So that way he can
but, like,
call
what,
her.
Neither of them have numbers.
Well, he has a cell phone morpher, sort of.
Yeah, but she doesn't.
She doesn't have a.
Yeah, but you can't be like, here's my number, and it's just like Dark Fortress.
9999999999. Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know.
This is where it needs to stop being a Power Ranger show and start being a teen show.
And it should have just been him going on a date with who he thought Annie? No.
Melody.
Yeah, I'm trying to make Astronema a real human name, and it's hard.
Ashley would work if there
That's
wasn't one.
That's what I keep trying to go to, but we do have an Ashley on the show already. So yeah, it should have just been him asking her out, and then them going on a date, and then the whole Power Rangers hijinks happening around that, or just get rid of it all and have this teen show for just 20 minutes, please. So then he catches up to the other Rangers. Much to my chagrin, this is not going to be just a you know, a teens episode. I don't know what he says. He just catches up to them. I think, are they sitting down at a table somewhere?
I honestly have no idea. I feel like it cut away back to somewhere else after he ran away from her.
I don't think it did. I think they might be at the table, and because Cass is like, see, I told you you'd like it. And he catches up, and then they go to leave because I guess they were waiting for him, maybe. I might be making some of this. I might be paraphrasing. I don't know. I know what happens next, though, and that's lightning strikes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right.
And there's like a bunch of smoke and stuff.
It looks like they get attacked.
Yeah, but then an arrow hits a tree.
An arrow just boom, right into a tree. Has like a little note. Oh, when he ran away, we didn't say that. We need to say this. This is very important.
Okay.
She, Melastronoma.
Yes.
Finds the picture of Astronoma because it right. fell out of his jacket.
Yes, he had it on him. He's just staring at it the whole movie.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
she. It's folded up. She's like, and she smiles like, oh, he is thinking about me.
Star-crossed lovers. Did Suzanne Collins watch this episode of Power Rangers? She was like, I have an idea for a Hunger Games.
I know the through line of my Hunger Games. I know at least one very, very reoccurring phrase. It's just a phrase. It's been around since Romeo and Juliet, you know. So this arrow sticking out of the tree, Zane assumes it's for him. It's got a little note wrapped up on it. So he takes it off.
He takes it off, and I think this is when we get like a behind the back shot of Astronomer with this gigantic bow.
This savage Lionel bow.
Yeah, it shoots the like arrow and also like six lightning bolts.
Yeah.
Because it's not a good guy bow.
No, it's a bad guy bow. So it's just the bolts were a distraction, but they didn't need to be.
You know what's weird
about
they
were facing away?
What's weird about this is that like Zane goes over to the arrow and opens it up.
Yeah.
Do you want to... I'll let you say what's in it.
Okay, thank you. I'm jonesing. Inside this little note, it's another publicity photo of Astronema. Okay. A second discreet photo of Astronema on a flyer for the date that she wants to go on him with.
Here's my problem with this is that the other Rangers are not far away and like a lot of lightning just happened.
Yeah.
And then Zane goes over and opens his secret note and none of them come over and like, hey, what do you got there? Hey, buddy. And it's just a sexy shot of Astronema.
Like facing away, like her body is facing away and her head is turned over like, you know, like, yeah, what? Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous, and they're clearly from the same photo shoot. Where did he get this first one?
Where did he get these photos? And also, who is taking these photos?
Is it Clippy?
He's weird dad manager.
It's
like,
probably Elgar.
You're probably
if it's,
right.
She's like, you're going to take these pictures, and if you tell anyone, I will put your head on a spike. So we cut back to the Dark Fortress, and Clippy is there talking to Horrible about the gem and the plan, I guess, or just like, just put the gem back in your head and they can't use their weapons on you. That's the only right. way they can kill you.
So the first Horrible was like, he was set up to die.
Yes, he was fodder. Yeah. He's like, Elgar, go ask Astronema if she's ready to do the plan. Because earlier she was like, no, don't do it until I say so. So like, sure thing, we'll do. Walks into her room, which doesn't have a door on it, as far as I can tell.
Well, no, if you remember from past episodes, anyone can just walk just in there
right
whenever
in there.
They want.
And he's like, well, I'd love to tell her, but she's not there. And he's like, what? Well, she would want us to do the plan then, I guess.
Yeah, well, she would want the plan to go on.
Yeah. Except no, specifically, she like explicitly said, like, don't until I say so.
Yeah, and also, Cliffdoor should be a little more worried.
Right.
Because she's just gone.
Yeah. He's not even like... gonna check or anything right. Like he just takes Elgar's dumb word for it. I guess we cut down to Earth in the same spot where she woke up, that same little riverside field, and she has like a picnic spread.
Did we say what the note said, or did we just talk about the picture?
I think we just talked about the picture. It was like a flyer.
Yeah, it was like meet me
here later.
It was like, yeah, meet me at the campfire at yeah. 5 or something.
And so,
which means they went to like an early morning showing of,
yeah, it was like a
star-crossed lovers.
Yeah. They just had to go see that movie. So
they were in space. They didn't know what time it was.
Right. It's always nighttime up there. So she has like this picnic spread and it's got like this like candelabra with three candles in it that she lights. And she's like waving the match out. And I'm pretty sure they had to digitally like enhance the flames because it didn't look like they were doing like showing up. But then they got really bright all of a sudden. So either they
I didn't notice that. I was too focused on she still has her giant gauntlets on.
She still got her battle gear on. Yeah. Which is a choice.
Yeah. She doesn't have like the whole chest plate and stuff. It's like just the wrist parts.
Yeah.
Like just in case this date goes south, yeah. I can still cut him up with my wrist blades.
I still gotta stab him like a Guyver. Those were elbow blades. It's a different thing altogether. We cut to Zane on the Astro Megaship running into his room with like two bags of clothes and like roses and something in his mouth. I don't remember.
I don't know.
He like throws his clothes off like to get dressed, is like doing his hair and combing his hair and stuff. And then we cut to him done walking out of his room with a dozen long stem red roses. A little much for a first date. Zane?
Yeah, but also he's a teenager, so he's like, if I go big...
Yeah, that... Hey, pro tip, don't! That ain't work. That ain't ever work. So, he tries to do a Pink Panther sneaky sneak walk past Alpha.
Alpha's watching the Rangers get their butts on the screen.
I forgot. We cut back to the Rangers... And Horrible is there killing them.
Yeah, every time they try to use their weapons on him, this like green mesh, like wireframe, I guess is the better word. This green wireframe shield just like reflects it back at
him. Yeah, it just like bounces their stuff back.
So they literally cannot touch this Horrible.
It's like a montage. We're cutting between the Power Rangers getting beaten up very badly. It'll be like, TJ hits him with the axe and it reflects and throws him back. Zane is trying to figure out what shirt he needs to wear. Cassie shoots her satellite stunner and it blasts back at her and she's like, ah, no, ah! And it comes back to Zane combing his hair. It's like, it's so crazy.
Yeah, there is one where he's like blow drying his hair or something and it just cuts to Cassie being like, I'll kill you!
Yeah, but then she gets killed. Like,
yep.
It's so ridiculous. He put his morpher down on his chair. It's not a blow-up beanbag chair, so, like, how teen is he? Like, a space teen.
He's 2 years asleep, space teen.
He missed the whole inflatable furniture craze.
Oh, boy.
Missed?
Look, inflatable furniture is cool for, like, a minute.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I can't move without making any kind of god-awful noise.
Yeah, you're like, oh, let me reach for my soda.
Yeah, it's so great.
Now that I have it, let me bring it back to my mouth. It's horrible. It's horrible. Hopefully he didn't miss the see-through electronics phase, because that was...
No, that rules.
Awesome.
When's that coming back around?
It's got to be soon, man. I'm telling you. This year or next year is coming. He gets ready. He's done for his day. He's trying to sneak back. Alpha's watching his friends die because of Terrible, and he's like, what am I going to do? And Zane hears this. And goes, yeah. And then he starts sneaking by, and he gets caught. BT Dubs, he is wearing a shiny silver shirt like he's about to take a publicity shot for NSYNC.
Yeah.
Like, he is, like, the sixth secret backup member of NSYNC, and he's getting ready for a photo shoot.
Alpha barely catches him because he turns around and like Zane's butt is still in the doorway. Yeah. He's like, Zane, perfect.
And Zane's like, no.
So he runs like Alpha, like Waddle runs over.
Yeah.
And grabs him and is like, help your friends. And he's like, do they need me? And so Alpha's like, look at the screen. And Alpha is not questioning the roses or the snappy attire.
Yeah. He's not like, hey, you're dressed like you're about to be in Backstreet Boys Millennium video. What up? What's up with that?
That's how I always dress.
Well, who are you bringing those roses to?
My lips are always like this.
He's like, do I have to? And it's like, your friends are being
Alpha
murdered.
Starts yelling, Zane!
And he's like, oh, fine. I don't have my morpher on me. And he's like, yeah, you probably gonna need the morpher.
Because I don't have my morpher. And again, Alpha's like, Zane! Get it together, man!
So Zane runs back into his room, and he is, like, looking on the ground, ripping up tissue paper like it's hidden betwixt the molecules of this tissue paper. And he finally is like, oh, right. And he takes 100 shirts off of the chair.
He tried a lot of outfits.
I guess.
Before he settled on, the silver shirt.
The tinfoil shirt.
The chrome shirt.
Yeah. So he gets it and he does the like hand out and he goes, let's rock it.
Aren't they supposed to say it first?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It seemed wrong. It seemed like he didn't do it right.
I think you say let's rock it first because when Ashley was astronomer, Anders said let's rock it and she did the thing.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. He didn't do the thing.
He didn't even do the hand thing right. Maybe it was a weird camera angle because it's kind of like at a weird, like stuck in the wall kind of angle.
Yeah.
But it did not look like he did the hand motion right.
So he morphs. And also, it's like definitely a voiceover of him saying, let's rock it.
Let's rock it.
Like, did he not say it good enough on the day?
Oh, yeah. He should have heard the first take. Let's rock it.
He's like, let's rock it. Yeah.
Maybe he just...
It was funny when he went to the movies. He was in your pop and a colonel. He's like trying to get it with his tongue. And they're like, well, do it in post.
Just make the mouth movement.
Just mouth and fake it, Zane.
In post, he's like, okay, I got it. Why am I trying it?
They're like, fucking good enough.
He's never going to say it right. Just put it out. We'll just use that same one over and over every
time. That's the only one we're doing. Oh, my God.
Zane, you're killing me, dude.
So he teleports down, and does he drive up? I think he drives up.
Yeah, he does. He's on his silver cycle.
Yeah, silver cyclizer. and the Rangers are all, like, down from being, you know, shot and murdered by their own weapons, essentially. And Zane, like, helps them up. And he's like, come on, TJ, get up. And TJ stands up and then falls back down. Because I guess he still might have a concussion. Or at least post-concussion.
He's the one with the most head damage.
Yeah.
He started this fight with a yellow head.
Then we come back to Astronomer, who's like, where is he? Like,
yeah, she's just like laying on the blanket, like, come on.
What's going on? Cut back to Zane, who pulls out his Super Silverizer, murders the bull because it wasn't ready for his weapon.
Yeah, if you will recall, the first time he did not fight the horrible, he got stopped by Tackle Puppy.
So he literally destroys this monster. It's great. Yeah.
He's, like, slashing the crap out of him, and he knocks him back, and then he turns his Silverizer into, blaster mode.
Gun mode.
And just shoots the crap out of
him. It breaks the gem, because then the Rangers are able to use their weapons to kill him to finish it off.
They cut his horns off.
They did. Well, Zane cut his horns off.
Yeah.
Because at one point, he's got him in, like, a headlock, like a front face lock type deal, and, like, knees him in the horns, and it breaks one, and then he cuts the other one. It's pretty great.
He's got a date to get to.
Yeah, he's got stuff. She's a pretty lady. He's got go. So, breaks the horns off. The gem, I guess, is destroyed. They kill him, and he immediately grows.
Yeah, he, like, falls down and grows.
Yeah.
And he gets his horns
and
back.
And Zane is like, all right, you got it from here. And they're like, where are you going? He's like, I'm leaving. That's why. You got it. And I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, I think he literally says, I got stuff.
I got stuff. So he dips and he goes up to, we cut to Astronomer being like, what is taking him so long? I think that might have happened during the fight at some point. We cut back and she's just sitting there. That, you know, we cut between this and the Zord fight. So the Zord fight is them being like, we need more power. Oh, and they call it Delta Megazord and then they kill it.
And they just kill it. Yeah. That's it. They just shoot him with the cannons.
And it dies.
Or no, they rocket fist him. Like, through his guts.
Yes.
So that was kind of gnarly, but that's the whole fight, is the fist through the monster.
So, Zane, we come back to Astronomer sitting on the, like Burt Reynolds-ing on the picnic table, or the picnic blanket, I guess, and we hear, like, and Zane pulls up, leaps off of his cycle, demorphs midair while doing a flip, has the roses, lands, and is like, I'm here, and Astronomer goes, and blasts him with lightning.
She blasts him with lightning a few times. Like, hits him, burns up the roses and everything. But I think she blasts him in the air because he just falls into, like, a swamp.
Yeah, I think he's mid-flip and he lands in the drink.
When he falls, she does this, like, flirtatious little giggle. Like, she's mad, but she's still like, he's still a cute boy.
Yeah.
And I really like that, like, for a second I thought this was her flirting. And I really wish that is the way they went.
Because, like, who's been nice to her? People have been afraid of her, but no one's really been nice to her.
Ecliptor is probably the only person that's been nice to
her. And that's her dad, so, like, what's it matter? He is, like, he stands up, he's like, what was that for? He's soaked. He's got mud on his face. The roses are destroyed. He's like, these were long stem roses. And she's like, you stood me up. And he's like, I'm literally right here now. And she's like, well, you made me wait real long. And he's like, well, I wouldn't have been late if you didn't send a monster. And she's like, I didn't send a monster. And he's like, oh, yeah, you did. And so she blasts him again. And he's like, ah. And then she's like, I never want to see you again, and teleports away.
Yeah. And we get a good look at Zane. He's all covered in this murky mud water. Yeah. His beautiful silver shirt is shredded and burnt.
It's also like stuck to him and see-through, I think, at this point, because it's wet.
Yeah.
Because there's like definitely like wet circles on him that it looks like it's just like it's
I think those were
body.
Holes. Like, oh, I think those maybe. Were blasted holes in them.
That might be.
And the roses are just charred. They're black.
Gone.
It's kind of sad. I feel a little bad for Zane.
I do, too. I also feel a little bad for Astronema.
I feel bad for Astronema, too, because she was really looking forward to this date.
She was ready for this date. She wore her favorite murder gloves.
Zane should have ignored Alpha and ran. When Alpha was like, Zane, he should have just took off.
Yeah.
Because he knew what was happening because he heard Alpha. Took off. Go to the date and be like, hey, what are you doing with the monster?
Yeah.
Is this date a trap? And then Astronema would be like, no, what?
And then they can run away.
Yeah.
That's Romeo and Juliet. Hopefully no one kills anybody. Specifically themselves.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what happens at the end of Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Spoilers. Sorry.
There's a fake suicide followed by two real ones.
Two real ones. Basically, I'm pretty sure the moral of that story is, man, teens is stupid. If you're a teen, you're not stupid. Other teens.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
It's not you, it's them.
So then we cut back to the Astro Mega Ship. I'm going to talk over the dog. We had to pause for like 20 minutes because of my horrible, horrible neighbor. New, exciting, horrible neighbors just yelling for 20 minutes. So he is leaning on a console, just pouting. And the ranger's like, you go. No, you go. And they just shove Ashley forward. And she's like, you okay? And he's like, huh.
He doesn't say anything. He just looks at her. And then, like, looks back down.
And then she turns around and pushes Andro. She's like, he's your friend. You go. You talk to him. And I don't remember what Andro says, but it's basically nothing
it's
helpful.
It's just like, you look like you're bumming.
Yeah. And Zane looks up and is like in a duh.
Yeah. You think?
And then he goes back and Cassie comes up. I don't know. I think she was also pushed up.
She was. Yeah. So they keep, like, pushing. And pretty soon, they're going to run out of people to push.
So Cassie's up, and she puts her elbows on the top of the console. She's like, you know you can tell us anything, right?
See, that's the thing, Cassie. He can't.
He can't, though.
You can see it in his face where he's like, no, I can't. And then he gets up and walks away.
She says something else, and I forget what. And he looks up at her like, I'm not dealing with this. And then, like...
I thought he looked up with her like, no, if I tell you this, you'll throw me into space without my suit on. Like,
I kind of read it as like, I'm depressed, don't talk to me.
It might have been a mixture
a little
of both.
Yeah.
Where like, you guys are my friends, and I can talk to you about anything except that
asterisk,
I am in love with our mortal enemy. I cannot talk to you about this one thing.
So then he, like, spins around and walks away. And we cut to the Dark Fortress, where Astronema has his publicity photo, and she crumples it up, and then she uncrumples it, and then smiles, and the episode is over.
Yes.
So, Josh, I started.
You did.
What's the best?
The best, I think, is... There are a couple things that the episode just expects you to understand that it does not come right out and tell you, and I just really wish I could remember
what they were. That doesn't sound like a best thing.
No, it's like it just expects you to put the clues together. It doesn't beat you over the head
with the fact.
One of them is like Zane is struggling with like I'm in love with the bad guy. I can't tell my friends that. There was another one
when she picks up her photo.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, he is thinking of me. Like, the look she gives. Yeah. Also, when he says, like, I thought you were someone else for a second, she's like, I know who he was thinking of. It was me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the best is that brief moment where Astronema became an Earth teen. And I was like, is this show just going to be teens the show for a minute? And it wasn't, but I really like that she's like, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to pretend to be a human, like a regular Earth person, just to bump into this boy. Like, it's very complicated.
Yeah.
But I really like that she's like love struck and aggressive about it.
Yeah. But also, like, she's incognito, not just because the other Rangers are there, because we know Zane fell for Astronema, not for this Earth girl.
Yes.
So she is doing this to not get caught, but also a little bit just to, like, check on Zane.
Right. Which, that would have been, I don't know how that would have played, because if you would have been like, hey, do you want to go out? She'd be like, oh, he doesn't like, he'll just,
yeah.
Anyway. But it's also like, you had the same face, and I like, think, he's probably thinking of you, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I think it could have played as like, he's going to go out with this girl that looks like me because, and like, even from her perspective, we can't be together,
right, yeah.
But this is the way that he can be with me and I can be with him is if I am this other girl.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, she'd be like, well, that other girl maybe isn't, maybe I'm putting on a face when I'm that girl and he's not in love with me. He's in love with her, but she's not real. And I'm, so you could have gone a lot of different ways with this.
Yeah.
My worst is that this isn't more episodes.
Yeah. there could be a lot more to it. My worst, I'm going to say, is a clip tour being like, she would want us to do the plan, to do my plan. Obviously, she wanted to go forward with
well,
the plan.
It is her plan, but she made it before she fell in love with the Power
Ranger.
And
she also did say, don't do the plan until I specifically say so. And he was like, she would, I know her. Trust me. Who's the MVP?
Astronema?
I'm also going to say Astronema. I very much like that she is also smitten and not like she pines for like a couple of minutes and is like,
yeah,
I'm just gonna do something about this, including but not limited to shoot a flyer for our date at him accompanied with lightning.
Yeah, make sure he sees it,
make sure he knows.
I do really like this episode, but like I said before, I wish it was more episodes. I wish we had gotten some more of this subtext earlier on to kind of lead into this.
I would have liked this plot of,
I would have liked
Earth
this
Astronema going down and like her trying to like bump into him and him being like, who is this girl? You know, like,
even if she like goes down as Melody.
Yeah.
And bumps into him and just like when they're down picking up the books, she's just like, it's me.
Oh, that would have been great.
So your friends can't tell.
That would have been so great. And they'd be like, who's this girl you were talking to? He's like, nobody.
Nobody. She dropped books. I picked
it's
them
just
up.
It's just a girl.
Yeah, I wish this plot was more than an episode.
Yeah, if they would have stretched it out, because there's more you can do with it
for sure
than what they did. Yeah, that's, I mean, I guess that worst could be worse. That like, I like it so much, I want more.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good worst, I would say. I'm still giving it to Clippy for just ruining her date,
but he didn't know about her date. Is the problem.
Parents just don't understand, Josh.
That's true. Take it from me.
Papa Clippy just don't understand. So any other final thoughts?
When Will Smith said, take it from me, parents just don't understand.
Yeah.
Was he dad at that point?
No, this was like Fresh Prince.
Why is he saying
this is
that?
Pre-Fresh Prince.
He's saying that as like, as a parent, take it from me.
No,
we
I
don't
think
understand.
He's saying it as like, as a person whose parents do not understand. Okay. Trust me.
No, that's mainly my final thought, is I wish this like subplot just kind of wove its way through some other episodes.
Yeah.
And I also really don't like that the horrible gut giant just to die in literally 2 seconds.
Yeah,
don't like it when they just burn footage.
I know they had to do that, but also they didn't.
They didn't.
Because
he got his horns knocked off.
Yeah.
He could have just been dead. Like, yeah, you have the footage, but you're basically not using it anyway.
Yeah, give me 2 more minutes of them 1940s screwball arguing.
Yeah.
While he's soaked and holding burnt roses.
Yeah, just like another 20 seconds of him trying to get out of this.
Or take that time, use it earlier when she was disguised as an Earth team.
Let her do more than drop books. I don't think we've seen the last of this, and I think this does carry forward.
But there could this could be the start or have been going for a little bit.
Yeah.
And they just kind of didn't. I hope there's more. I really hope there's more.
They did steps like 1 through 3 of a 5-step plan right away. And
yeah.
They could have spread it out.
Right. It's the opposite of WWE, who just does steps 1 and 2 like, over and over and over again.
I feel like if they knew there was a Silver Ranger the whole time, maybe that would have happened.
That could have helped.
And I do real quick, also want to say that, like, Zane is starting to be the star of the show, so I hope maybe we get away from him a little bit.
Yeah, he's kind of in that weird Tommy mid-season one, like, mid to late season one, where, like pre-Green Candle, where it's like, he shows up, he wins, yeah. He leaves.
Because even the other Rangers are in a fight, and he comes in and rescues them and then leaves.
I'm pretty sure the last three episodes have been about Zane.
Yeah, the focus is never on the Rangers in that fight. We are always on Zane, and like we will check in on the Rangers for a second and then go back to Zane, like what's Zane doing. Whatever Zane is doing is the most important.
That's the story. This is the side plot, is the Rangers.
I just don't want them to get too caught up in that, and I don't think they do for very long. I hope.
No, hopefully not. Also, where that Balkan skull at?
This is double digits now, right?
This is episode 10 or 11, with no bulks or skulls. So if we don't get them soon, I don't know what's going
to
happen, guys.
They went to Earth. They could have just been at the movies.
They could have just been walking out.
Wouldn't it have been so cute if Bulk and Skull went and saw Star-Crossed Lovers together?
They saw Star-Crossed Lovers. And, like, I would have liked it if one of them was, like, trying to explain it to the other one. Like, I don't know. I just didn't get it. Like, no, it's because of them.
In the theater of them, like, throwing popcorn at the Rangers.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to go into a theater. They can't afford that. But maybe they could. They've done it before. On less budget, so...
Even if it was a set, it was just, like, a couple rows of seats.
Right, yeah.
It's just Bulk, like, throwing popcorn at Ashley's head. We get just a cute thing of Andros trying to get his arm around Ashley. Like, more teen stuff!
Teen stuff!
Anyway, we've yelled about teens, I think, long enough.
Hashtag Earth teens. So
Earth's teens!
Earth's teens.
That's the show that humans made.
Nailed it. Coming to a television channel near you on TV that humans watch. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. The next episode is something Destiny. Do you remember what it was? The picture is like, they traveled to a planet in Stargate.
It's just Zane's Destiny.
Zane's Destiny. Oh, so four in a row of just real hard net Zane.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Well, they do have to introduce the character.
Yeah, they could. I get it.
I don't know. I just think we've got we have to deal with him for quite a
while
here.
We got some silver waters ahead that we need to get through. So we will see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
What do I do with my hands?
I don't know. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Sounds good.
All right. I think they just sit on my leg. I don't know.
Now
that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, what do I ever do with my hands?
You're never going to be good.